acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Olive with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Queensland has joined other territories and states in signing a $2.8 billion deal for school funding. The Better and Fairer Schools Agreement will fund public schools over the nation for the next decade. Premier David Crisafulli has said it is the biggest investment in schools in our nation's history. It is expected to fund 560,000 public school students in the state. In national news, Origin Energy has faced $17 million in fines for breaching Victoria's energy rules. In the Supreme Court of Victoria, Origin declared to not adequately message customers with the best offer, affecting nearly 670,000 customers. Origin has apologised for the breaches, yet Essential Services Commission Chairperson and Commissioner has said, "The message is simple. Compliance with consumer protections requires investment and attention. It cannot be an afterthought." And in international news, an Australian woman has died after a tourist snorkel boat has capsized off Bali's coast. The boat was carrying 13 passengers, including 11 Australians. It was travelling from Bali to Nusa Penida and faced rough seas. A large wave threw the 39-year-old woman overboard. Two other Australians were injured, and a rescue boat took the survivors to hospital. They are in stable condition. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a high chance of showers. It is currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au. Thanks.